A special edition of Wonder and Reality, a bonus from France. The secret, the answer, is the anointing. It's the deepest reality of knowing Him, of knowing the Almighty God. It's the fourth phase of walking with Him, the third phase of walking with the Holy Spirit. His glorious presence, the glorious splendor of His majesty. Ecstasy for a human being. Complete fulfillment. So wonderful He can't be put into words. That's the anointing. That's fellowship with Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. It's not a secret anymore. Jesus came, the first words He said, "Repent, for the kingdom is at hand." It's here. It's available. That's the answer. For us personally, for ministry, for everything. Without it, we have nothing. We can do nothing. We may think that we are. We may think we have something. It doesn't matter. Why are more people not talking about this? Why are ministers not talking about this? Preachers, pastors, ministers, there's four phases of knowing Him. Every phase that someone gets into, first phase, second phase, third phase, is the greatest thing they could ever do. It's the greatest thing that they could ever get or receive, because they're on the path of, they now know Him. That's the name of this series, Knowing Him, Eternal Life. The deepest reality of that is fellowship with the Holy Spirit, which a tiny percentage of people get to. Now, it's very serious. It's not for, God will not allow people to get there unless they're worthy, unless they have paid the price, unless they've proved themselves faithful and worthy. They've passed the tests. They've passed the tests. It's very serious. Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, talks about if someone tastes of the heavenly gift, and if they this is a very, very holy, divine thing, very serious thing. If they taste of the heavenly gift and they knowingly, willfully turn away and essentially the way I understand it is, and from my experience, what I've heard from other great men of God and from Hebrews, if someone knowingly, willfully turns away and they say that they don't need Jesus Christ, they don't need the Holy Spirit, they don't need God, if they lose that anointing, then they are rejected. And they will end up in hell. God will still be merciful for a period of time. He'll still call them to repent, but if they don't, He'll cut them off in the Bible that's like Saul in the Old Testament. And the power of God may still be working in their life because the gifts of God are without repentance, which means he gives them, but he doesn't take them back. These are holy things. I'm telling you because Jesus told us, what you've heard whispered in the ear, shout it from the rooftops. I want to get it all right out in the open, all right out on the table, right here in this simple podcast called Wonder in Reality. Many times I don't even give my name. I don't care. All I want to do is get the message out. The message of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. And within that, all of these supernatural, glorious, eternal, priceless mysteries and truths, which are glorious, wonderful, and awesome, but also some of them serious, sobering, shocking. There's many in that latter category. The fact that 100,000 people a day are dying and going to hell, ending up in hell forever with no way out. So right now, we are in France. I want us to please say a prayer with us that God will send out laborers to his harvest in France, in Switzerland, a country of 8 million people, in Germany, in the UK, laborers into the harvest. How can someone be a laborer? Well, remember all the questions I presented about how do we do this and that? How do we do everything with God? It's just by knowing him. How does someone become a laborer? Which means, really, it means they have the anointing so they can go out, and if they're called to be an evangelist, or if they're doing some evangelistic work, that they have the anointing, and that's what wins people. That's what breaks the yoke. That's what sets people free. That's what wins people to Jesus Christ. When they feel the anointing, the presence of Jesus, and they see signs and wonders. Jesus said, you people only believe if you see signs and wonders. You know, he's God. Everything he said is eternal truth. And so he's just stating the truth. We as humans, we can believe and try and try and try for 50 years, and it's just meaningless. It's not really belief, but when we feel the anointing, when we see the signs and wonders, then we believe. And we're like, well, now I know there's a God because these people just got healed. I feel his presence here. This incredible, glorious presence. Because there's this man or this woman who somehow has something special, which is the anointing, the fourth phase of walking with him. It's in John 7:52. It's the deepest reality of knowing him. So they have this presence of Jesus. They've paid the price for it. They've got, and so the people feel the presence, and then they see people getting healed. They see this person, and he's has the word of knowledge, and he says, okay, this person just got healed of cancer. Their name is so-and-so. And they, in the back, they raise up their hand, and that person says, yeah, I just felt the power of God go through me, and I'm healed. It's a mystery. It's God. It's Jesus Christ. It's God, the God who heals. heals. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. It's all throughout the Bible. Every book of the Bible, there's healing. Jesus healed those who were diseased, and the crippled walked, the blind saw, the deaf heard, the lame walked, the crippled walked, the people with physical disabilities were healed. Physical healing. And he still does that today. So I say that because that's laborers in the harvest. That's how people will get one to Jesus Christ. There's no other way. And so someone may say, well, oh, there's many ways to win the lost. Well, we could have a big debate. And sure, there's different opinions and everything. But Jesus specifically preached the kingdom. He said, seek the kingdom first. He said, the kingdom's at hand. It's his main message. And yes, there's all kinds of work in the kingdom of God. But it's essentially knowing him. It's knowing him. And there's a deepest reality of knowing him, right? Someone can be far off. You know, the first day that they received Jesus Christ, they've gone from just knowing about Jesus Christ. Now they've asked him to be their Lord and Savior. Now they have just begun that personal relationship with him. They've just begun knowing him. Like they're as far, you know, they're as far away as a person can be. They don't know him at all, and now they've asked him to be their Lord and Savior. And so they've just begun this eternal journey of a relationship. And so it's up to them to move through the phases. They've entered the first phase, the born again phase. There's a second phase, born of the Spirit. Third phase, everlasting. He who believes, springs of water flowing up to everlasting life. That's in John 4. That's the living water. He who drinks of this water, the water that I shall give him will never thirst. The water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up to everlasting life. Then the fourth phase, rivers of water flowing from their innermost being. That's the anointing. And I'll finish with this. Let's think about the relationship with him. It's a holy, divine, sacred, priceless relationship. But with every relationship, it's up to us how deep and far we go. Just like a relationship on the earth with someone, you know, it's a very faint reflection. But with human beings, you know, we can meet someone and we can continue on with them and go deeper, right? We go deeper and deeper. Maybe we become good friends and then we become best friends. Maybe it's someone we marry. So there's different levels of knowing a person. Now, this holy relationship with the Almighty, he's always available. It's up to us how deep we go. It's so common sense. Commonsensical. It's just... And most people stop. Most people, tragically, don't enter into a relationship with him. The people who do stop, usually in the first phase, they don't go deeper. There's many reasons for that. Four main reasons: their old nature is keeping them from doing it. Sin is keeping them from doing it. You know, they're Jesus called it the pleasures of life. The world is deceive them into thinking that they can be fulfilled through the world. And then, of course, the devil. So four things: their old nature, sin, the world, the devil. All those four things keep people from going deeper. And so we need to get rid of those things. We need to crucify our flesh, our old nature. That's one of the main messages of the entire letters, all the letters in the New Testament. It's like, and of Jesus' message, die. Second thing, get rid of those sins, repent, confess them and repent. Don't fall for the deceitfulness of riches. Don't, you know, third thing, don't seek the world, of course, and then have the anointing, the presence of Jesus, so that we always have the victory over the enemy. Amen. Thanks for listening.